Temps will be kissing 100 again this week, which means every single one of you will be sweating a lot. And believe it or not, all sweat is not created equal.
Well, personal trainer Fairfax Hackley is here with everything you ever wanted to know about sweat and tips on how to do it better in our Best Body Report. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
First question is, why do we sweat?
Well, we sweat in response to the body's rise in core temperature, the whole purpose of which is to keep our bodies cool. If we're not able to do that, then we have some serious health issues.
And let's talk about health and sweating and why sweating well is so important.
Well, the better you are at sweating, the more efficient you are and the better shape you are. So, you know, it really helps. A decrease in your sweating, 3%, can account for a 30% decrease in your athletic performance. That's huge. Also, the more efficient you are at sweating, the better you are at retaining sodium, which helps you prevent cramping.
Now, of course, most people don't like the smell of sweat. What causes sweat to smell?
That's a stinky question, bro. Mostly it's bacteria and fungus. Food and alcohol are the biggest culprits. If you eat spicy foods like onions, garlic, vinegar, certain kind of peppers, the stronger the alcohol, the more you're going to stink. Things like beer, which has a lot of hops in it, will really make you reek. Matter of fact, it might even peel the paint off the wall.
Let me tell you, if I eat garlic or onions, you do not want to be near me unless I've showered, gargled, and maybe done something else.
Maybe
it's
you have
awful.
A little vampire in you.
Maybe I do. It's a hack. You said something about being able to sweat better. Can you sweat better?
Yes, you can. You can hydrate yourself, which is extremely important because you want to stay more efficient, as I said. You want to adapt to the conditions. In other words, if it's really going to be hot outside, you don't want to necessarily go outside and exercise. The more humid it is, the harder it is for you to wick away the sweat. So if the sweat can't evaporate, it can't cool your body down.
Hack, my wife and I have argued over this in the past. Who sweats more, men or women?
Well, you know the old saying, horses sweat, men perspire, and women glow or do.
Yes, that's right.
As a general rule, men sweat more than women, primarily because women have to work hard at sweating. But if a woman is in better shape than a man, she's going to be better at sweating.
Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
We're better at a lot of things.
And I want to say no sweat.
All right. Thank you very much. Personal trainer Fairfax Hackley with your Best Body Report.